The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast, the European special edition of the pod. Myself, Matthew, here with Luke, and we are in Poland. Is it Krakow or Krakow?
It's Poland, mate, so I don't know.
It's the European tour.
It's the European away day. You and I said that we'd do at least one, and it's taken us to the semi-finals to get here, bruv. But yeah, we are here, sitting in the sun, having a beer, got some crisps, got the flag out. It's a special time, mate, to be a Palace fan. I mean, what's the time now, Rob? Midday? 1 o'clock?
It's full one.
You know, we're pointing to get to the ground quite early tonight, but yeah, we've got a nice meal booked. We've had a walk around the city, had a lovely breakfast.
Scoot around the city.
Went to the stadium, didn't we? Managed to get into the stadium as well. I took a few pictures and that. Lovely place, by the way, Krakow. Beautiful city, lovely architecture, lovely buildings. And even walking around today at, what was it, like 9 o'clock, 9:30, Palace everywhere. Yeah. This is a takeover. Obviously, we'll touch, I think, on the ticket issue probably a bit later on, but it's probably going to be 5,000 Palace fans here today. This is incredible.
It's red and blue everywhere. It's nice, get a few eagles and up the Palace shouts first thing in the morning, like you said.
And that was just me in the hotel.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, it's been good so far, isn't it? It's been a pretty smooth journey. I mean, obviously, flying in was...
Quick.
It was quick. A
couple of hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, just bang on 2 hours, wasn't it? But people talked about the passport control and clearing that. And I think for us, it took about 45 minutes, maybe something like up that. Over that. So, bit of an issue because the Uber driver decided he was going to wait. booking.com driver. Sorry, I've got a refund, it's fine. So that was a bit of a worry, but then easy to get from the airport to the centre. And yeah, our hotel's worked out well, and we've had a nice bit of grub so far.
So cheap as well, isn't it, brother? Like, I mean, yeah. Here, I mean...
Well, see, these two beers and a big bag of crisps are under a tenner.
Yeah, so. There are places we can get that cheaper, I know, as well, but like, Ubers. I mean, the scoot we took to the thing earlier, it was probably, a couple of quid for that?
Yeah.
And that's the way to get around this city as well. I mean, jump on one of them scooters and ride around. Great fun as well. Brings out the kid in me, but... Let's go back to the Palace, brother. I mean, this is incredible. We walked to the state. Well, got the scoot to the stadium. We saw where the Palace players will be staying or have been staying. Nice place. Yep. Stadium looks impressive, doesn't it? I think, I said to you earlier, I think for the Euros, they might have put a bit of money into it, but it's still like an old school style stadium. So hopefully the atmosphere will be incredible. Talking to Palace fans, it looks like a lot of people in the same boat in the sense that away ticket has been cancelled, so the home end is going to be full of Palace. It is going to be an incredible atmosphere. I mean, Palace fans anyway, you know, always bring a great atmosphere, but tonight's going to be something else. All the beer, the sun, this is going to be a great day. We always say that we don't let the football ruin a day out of the football, and we're certainly going to enjoy today no matter what the result.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you think back to the sitting in that sports pub in London Bridge after we won the cup, right? And if you listen to that you know, the excitement obviously from winning the cup, and then this shock realization that actually we're going to get to play in Europe, and obviously it's not the competition that we all wanted to play in and were due to play in, but at the same time, it's been a real journey. And like you said, there's obviously not been opportunity for us to get out to a game before. I'm gutted we didn't get to the island, to the Dublin one, but. But yeah, I think this is when I envisaged being in Europe. This is what I envisaged, you know, a chance to go somewhere, soak it up. Yeah, the sun. I mean, we've obviously been in the square already for a little recce, and that's going to be amazing later on. I can't wait to be there and experience that. But this whole experience, this is kind of what we were dreaming of, and it's. I must admit, it is the thing of dreams. It does feel a bit. I don't think till later on, till we're properly there. Yeah, it's going to feel real. It feels like a bit of a city trip. European city trip where you see lots of Palace fans. It's like, oh, there's a Palace fan there, you know, that's cool with a Palace shirt. But I think later on, both in the square and then, like you say, in the stadium, it's really gonna land what we're experiencing. And it's stuff of dreams.
You said, bro, obviously not the competition we wanted to be in. And obviously we did get demoted to the Conference League for, you know, administrational reasons. administrative reasons. Not administration, yeah. That's not a word, is it? The beer's kicking in already. But I think, really, it's probably worked out better. I mean, I know that Forest and Villa are in the semi-finals of the Europa League tonight as well, but, you know, given the fact that Palace, if they win this competition, will be in the Europa League next season no matter what, it's probably our best opportunity. Because I think it's highly unlikely we're going to finish in the European places, even though it might go down to like 7th or 9th, whatever it is, this year. This is the best chance Palace have got European football next season. So it's probably worked out for the best. And the fact that we can't be demoted if we win it, and we're in a position where we are potentially, you know, looking at managers. I mean, it might already be sorted, but, you know, getting a new manager in, attracting a new manager, attracting new players for next season. If you have got European football again, that is going to be impressive. And we spoke, didn't we, earlier about, you know, certain away games this year we've done, or not done, you know, Dublin, Strasbourg, things like that. Next season, if we get into the Europa League, you're talking proper big stadiums, proper big teams, you know, Braga's, Porto's.
That's what I mean about the experience. When I envisaged it, when we were sitting there in that pub, like, I couldn't really envisage it, but when I did envisage, like, think about what it could be, that's what I was hoping for. So that's why this one feels like, you know, I'm glad we've done this one.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's a really good chance for us to have two seasons, consecutive seasons in Europe, which, look, we consistently talk about this. We're very level, I like to think, level on this pod, level-headed about Palace, where they are, where they've come from, and our experience of supporting them. And I think this is stuff of dreams, right? This is the stuff of... I remember winning the cup, and I keep going back to that being in the pub, but that was kind of like the realisation, wow, we'd done it. The sort of the shock had settled a little bit, but then it was a realisation that actually it meant a bit... It meant more. It meant unlocked more. And it's unlocked this, and I'm very grateful to be here with you, to be having this experience. And I think whatever happens, like, this will never be forgotten. We've seen Crystal Palace play in Europe, which, as I said, I never thought in my lifetime I'd see. Never thought I'd miss the cup as well. I feel very grateful, bruv, to be here. Very lucky, very fortunate to be here. And there is a horse and cart with some people in the back having a great time walking past.
A funeral, no?
No,
it's
not. Stop.
Oh, no, I saw the black horses.
The people in the back are alive.
Okay, well, you saw the black horses. So
they've waved. It's all right. Palace fans.
I think she just shouted up the Palace as well, which is nice. Yeah, so,
But yeah, all part of the experience. People being drawn around the horses who you think are brown bred and are Palace fans, really. So, yeah.
Incredible, mate. Incredible beer already, obviously, having its effect.
This pills is nice.
It's not too bad, is it? Excuse me. Bit gassy, though. Not used to drinking lager, but there we go. Yeah, mate. But coming on to the game tonight, don't really know what to expect. You know, obviously, despite what many people might surprise many people, I'm not an avid follower of the Ukrainian Super League, Premier League. No. But I do know Shakhtar, and I said to you earlier, you know, have got a lot of Brazilian talent. I know Kevin obviously was signed, not Kevin Smith, but Kevin was signed
Big
for.
Kev,
yeah, Big Old Kev. Kev's mum.
Actually, a special shout out to Kev, because we know, you know, he's not been well recently. Yeah. So
get well soon, Kev, and. Don't do yourself a mischief celebrating tonight.
Yeah. Big love to you, Kev. Hope you're doing all right, mate. Special shout out to Kev.
Yeah. But Kevin got sold from Shakhtar to Fulham, was my
Did
point.
He?
Yeah. So I think that's where he came from. And they have got a contingent, I think about 12.
Hang on a minute.
Brazilian players.
Kev, next time we go out, you're buying the drinks, and if you're signing on for, you must have been fantastic.
No, he's probably doing all right, isn't he? But yeah, I don't know too much about the squad. I know that they scored some cracking goals against AZ. I watched the highlights of the first leg on YouTube, and they scored some outstanding goals. I think one of the Brazilian lads up front scored some bangers. So yeah, mate, it's. But I'd like to think that Palace have got that little bit extra quality, a bit more quality to do the business tonight. And look, it is over two legs, so. No matter the result tonight, as long as we don't get spanked. I think, you know, it's all to play for next Thursday at Selhurst. But like Fiorentina, I would like to think that Palace can kill the tie off tonight. I think a good showing tonight, like you said, they're better away. Palace tends to be better away from home. So if Palace can, you know, go up by three or whatever it is today, and then next week it'll be, don't have to get out of second gear, hopefully. That's the ideal scenario, I guess.
I strongly believe we're better away from home. So for me, this is the opportunity to hopefully like you say, put a good performance in tonight and hopefully get some goals and sort of, yeah, make next week a more relaxed. I do find Selhurst in the European games has been a bit tense because we've expected, because the opposition, and maybe it'd be different because obviously the opposition now is going up a level in quality. But I still think we will be expecting to progress through, right? And I think, you know, like you say, 5-6, whatever it is, 1,000 Palace fans out here to cheer them on, it will feel a bit like a home game really as well. So I think home advantage in two legs as much as you can do. Obviously, they've been playing here for a little while, right? So it's not...
this season, I think, in Europe games. Obviously, they're still playing their Ukrainian Premier League games at home, right? In Ukraine anyway, but...
But they're on a good run, bruv. They're on a good run. So, yeah, I just looked it up. They've won their last three games in the league. They obviously drew the 2-2 with the AZ and then a draw before that in the is it Ukrainian Premier League?
I think it's... Does that mean that's the game I had tickets to?
What?
Ukrainian Premier League.
Okay.
£4 a ticket, I bought them.
We can talk about a ticket done a bit more. You mentioned it, but a bit more specific to our situation. But, yeah, they're on a good run, right? And we're not on a great run. So, you know, obviously... I think you kind of take the Fiorentina one out of that, but you know, the draw against West Ham, and then that was a bit of a tetchy game. And I think, to be honest with you, you know, overall, I was happy with a point from that game, particularly with what it meant to West Ham and what they needed from that. And then obviously the Liverpool game was a bit of an anomaly, really, in that we had lots of chances, didn't finish them, and I think a 3-1 kind of did flatter Liverpool slightly, but
massive.
But you kind of take this game in isolation, and I think. Go into it large, as I understand, with a pretty full strength team, really, because Tyreek's okay. So
hopefully, I think you're right in the sense that I appreciate last season we were on a good run, weren't we, in the Premier League and the FA Cup. But I did feel that our performances in the Cup were slightly different in the Premier League, and I think Glasner obviously is a Cup manager, if we can say that. I think therefore our like you say, we shouldn't look too much about our Premier League performances and results, given the obviously the gulf in quality of opposition is going to be huge, but also the way I think mentally the manager and his coaching team would set Palace up for cup games is very different, I think. And you've heard that if on sort of Dean Henderson and people have been quoting in the last couple of days around sort of, you know, this winning mentality of Palace. And we've certainly got that, especially when it comes to those cup knockout competitions. We just approach it slightly differently, I think. And I've got a lot of confidence today, bruv. Palace are favourites for the whole competition. I try not to think about that too much because I don't want to get too carried away. But at the same time, you know, this could be something special, bruv. You know, at the end of, what are we now? April are we now? What's that, 29th? 30th of April? Okay, so in 4 weeks' time, we could be in Leipzig. Lifting a UEFA European trophy. I mean, that's
nuts, mate.
That's crazy.
This is what I mean. This is why I'm sort of stepping back, reflecting on it, because it is definitely a moment to savour and feel very fortunate to have this opportunity. I think, like you say, I think we should be favourites. I must admit, if we get to the final and it's Strasbourg, that is, for me, a tough opposition. I thought when we played them...
But we should have won that game. Yeah. I mean, we should have been like 4-0 up. We hit the bar on the post, two open goals, didn't we miss?
That's our problem. That is our problem. I think we create chances, but our finishing of those chances is poor. And that's why I think, by the way, he'll start Mateta tonight over Strand Larsen, because I think Mateta's got going again.
And I think
Strand Larsen's had a roaring start with the two goals against Burnley very quickly, but it's kind of petered off somewhat, right? And he's not really had the service. I think next year will be interesting because obviously he's a new manager, and I think, yeah, obviously we expect Mateta to go, so who will be the main manager, say. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But now, like you say, if Glasner, he's clearly experienced in managing this dynamic, this tournament. And I think obviously it was difficult watching the earlier games in the earlier rounds, and obviously frustrating that we had to go through the extended games that we had to, but we got the outcome. He got the outcome. He got us through to that next round. I just think there's something about this, the feeling behind it, just feels quite positive. Like I said, I'm cautious about if it is Strasbourg in the final, what that means. But look, we've got two games to get through yet. We've got a game tonight, which I agree with you. I think it's an opportunity. And I strongly believe Palace will take it. What's your prediction then? You can't say 2-1. Are you going to say 2-1?
You ask me every time. It's always 2-1 Palace. Always 2-1 Palace.
Still tonight, though? You think 2-1?
3-1 Palace. But no, I always go for 2-1 Palace. I don't know why. It's it very rarely comes true for me. Although, what was a game we won 2-1 at home recently? My bet finally came in. I can't remember. We won one at home anyway. Newcastle. Came back, didn't we? We're 1-0 down.
Yes.
Came back 1-2-1. Won a tenner. Lovely.
I'm going 2-0 tonight.
2-0.
Palace.
Who's going to score?
Salah.
Yeah, always scores. Point to the face.
Amateta.
JP. The big boom in front of the Palace fans.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Palace fans and let's talk about the away end because we've got potential here for it to be a very empty away end, isn't it? With, what, 800, they reckon, Palace fans who have got tickets in the home end and therefore their away tickets have been cancelled. So it's a weird situation where you could be looking at a designated away end that's got, what, like, I don't know, 1,200, 1,000 people there instead of 2,000.
So it's going to be like an extended away end, isn't it, really?
Well, it is, because obviously G1 and G2 have gone on sale as well to Palace fans, and that's going to be jumping. I think where we are in the corner down the bottom there and the EE blocks around us are all going to be full of Palace fans as well. But a bit of a shame, really, isn't it? And I think I said to a bloke earlier, well, a Palace fan, we were eating breakfast, that the whole thing around obviously having your ticket cancelled and then, you know, not getting a refund. And it's not the money, right? Because it's £11 or £11.50, whatever it is. So it's not that. It's more the principle, the fact that you cancel a ticket. So you're paying for a service you're not getting, regardless of how much it costs. And obviously, the fact it is £11.50, not a lot of people can complain about it and whatever. And I mean, look, the money's gone, it's done, whatever, that sort of thing. But it just feels like that could have been handled slightly differently, given the fact that the home tickets went on sale very, very soon, literally like the day after the game was announced, or both teams got through. The fact that obviously it's a neutral venue, so all Palace fans started buying up the tickets, and due to Polish regulations, you know, you have to put your passport number down, and that's what's got people, like, I don't know, duplicate passport numbers, doesn't mean that tickets have been cancelled. But it feels like a little bit of a shame that you're not going to have a huge away end of Palace that has been so synonymous with this away trip, you know, the Palace atmosphere that's been in these away games. That's probably not going to be there tonight, but maybe for the best, because then it will be throughout the stadium. I don't know, what are your thoughts?
I think they might move people into the away end and to that area.
Do you not think there's going to be too many people for them to do?
No, but I think if you think about it, to your point about people started buying tickets early, and obviously we did in that corner bit, and then into behind the goal, and obviously to the as you look at the right hand side of it as well. I think that could potentially be the Palace end as a whole.
Yeah.
And I think as you go in, they might shepherd you into that, because it's unreserved seating, right? I know they've got a ticket, mate. Yeah. Yeah, but I reckon they might then start to say to people, fill up over here and move you around there. I don't know. I think, it kind of is what it is, and you have to roll with it. We've had a bit of a situation where obviously by, you know, for whatever reason, you weren't able to put in my details.
Yeah.
So you've got your parcel number against that ticket in the home end.
Well, I was a bit overexuberant, wasn't I? That was the problem. I thought I was being clever by planning, and it turns out it's bugging us up. But never mind, whatever.
It'll be fine. So I think, obviously, you've got those tickets in the inverted commas home end and that corner bit. Obviously, your passport number's there, mine isn't, but I'm sure that'll be fine. We've obviously got the away end situation then, because you had the passport information for your ticket.
Yeah.
And I didn't, meant that I got a ticket in the way in and it wasn't taken away in area two. And then we've obviously got, we put ourselves a security buffer in the sense of buying that more expensive ticket.
Well,
£25, it's more expensive than £11. But, you know, price of a couple of beers at home, it's fine security. So regardless, we're going to be in the stadium, we're going to be at the game.
It's just all a bit of a mess, isn't it? That's the problem. I think it's Palace, you said, isn't it? I mean, there was something like, what is it then? You were, when the away tickets went on sale, you were under 9,000 points, so you were buying stuff in the club shop to make sure you got over 9,000 points. I think you spoke to someone because the loyalty points hadn't been added in time to you to buy the tickets, and some lady in the box office said something to you, oh, you should have done this a long time ago. And it was just Palace's, yeah, like you say, it's typical Palace, bruv. I mean, it's just typical unorganised, you know, Premier League on the pitch, League One behind the scenes.
It's a shame, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it could be so much better organised, and it wouldn't take a lot. But look, I mean, I'm sure they've been under a lot of pressure and very busy. I guess the problem with that situation is that she was making it my problem rather than the clubs. And the thing about, the club shop and the box office don't talk, whatever it was you were saying to me, is madness. But yeah, look, it is what it is. We are where we are. We are here. We're going to the game. We're going to get into the stadium regardless. It's going to happen. And I think, look, you got your flag. I'm sure we'll put that on the pod cover and on socials. I've got a plug at Six Pointer Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, as always. I think this pod will probably be a few parts. I'm sure we'll do a bit later on in the square to capture some of the sound of Palace fans at full voice.
We'll do a bit of timestamps as well, so if people want to jump to certain bits, we'll do that as well, because I appreciate that you're going to be listening to this after the game, so you might not care too much about the pre-match bit, but I think we'll just get to the post-match reaction.
Also, Brian, it'd be good if we could do a little bit in the ground as well, just to soak up some of that as well. So we'll see what we can do, and this will be a bit of an anthology for Palace, but I think it's a special pod for us because, you know, it's something that, look, I'm not going to lie, but I've never ever thought I'd get to experience this. And we're here, so very grateful.
Palace are here.
We are here together, and we said we were going to be, right? Think back to London Bridge, pub, we said we were going to be, and we are.
I said to you, I will be there. Give me a piece of shit flight from Stansted at 5 a.m. and, you know, that's what's happened. You know, we're here, mate, we're here. This is it. You've not slept.
I've not slept.
Even
Ian buying those chip things that he did didn't ruin it, you know.
No, exactly, yeah, it should have done. Well, certainly ruined me the next day.
Big up Ian, big up Jamin.
Yeah.
Tom, all the crew that's been there throughout.
We'll see you at the final, boys. Yeah.
We'll see you at the final.
If we get there, and hopefully we will. I don't want to be too presumptuous, but... I'm gonna take my top off and sunbathe. This is beautiful.
Please don't. We're with this random like little off street back street bar, and I think there's a few other Palace fans just turn up.
I wonder
what the hell we're doing. They know about this point. Don't worry. So yeah. Look, we're gonna pause there. We're gonna soak up some more beer. Soak up the rays. These crisps are nice. Enjoy a few more crisps, and we will catch up with you in part two. So keep it tuned. Keep it locked. Keep it six pointer. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Six Pointer Podcast, the European Tour special. So we're here in Poland.
AC Hotel?
I think that's where we are, yeah.
I think we're sitting outside, literally having a beer outside the stadium, outside the same hotel which the Palace players stayed at, apparently. So no other Palace player was spotted having a beer before the game, which is probably a good sign. But we are. Flags up. Mate. So fucking hyped for this. Come on, you Palace.
Yeah, I think we're all excited about this one. That's for sure. I feel excited about this one. I mean, it's strange, isn't it? Because we're sitting in a hotel at the front, but yeah, we're looking at a park. Is that?
It's a field, isn't it? It's just a random field. I mean, we got a scooter past the training ground earlier and we saw the Krakow Wisla players who were training out there. We saw the Shakhtar Busk, didn't we?
Busk.
The Shakhtar Busk.
Busking.
The Shakhtar guys were busking. We had a nice meal, weren't we? A lovely meal.
Oh, mate.
Three-course meal. Probably too much, let's be honest. Like, I didn't want the cheesecake, but you maybe get it. But
it's good, man. It's been a good day. It's been a good day, isn't it? It's all part of the adventure, the European adventure. And we talk about away day adventures. This is certainly one and some.
For the ages, mate. This is an epic away day. We've made it there and then some. I mean, the sun's been out. You couldn't have asked for a nicer day. Hardly a cloud in the sky, to be fair. We found a nice little place away from the square.
Your sunburned.
That's you, mate. Good. But yeah, mate, it's been an impressive day of Palace people watching. Everyone's been out in their nans. It's been a fantastic day.
Literally,
everyone's nan. Yeah, bruv. The main thing is, right, we're here pre-game. What's the time now? We 5 past 7. The gates opened 6 minutes ago.
We'll be in there.
We will be in there very soon. Finish as soon as we get in. I've got to find somewhere to hang the old flag up because the flag has been getting a lot of attention today. People come out taking pics, loving the BR3, loving Ismail Assar pointing at his face. And hopefully we're going to see more of Ismail Assar pointing at his face during the game today.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, there's not much to say about the game itself other than we really hope Palace come out strong, come out quick. And
any team news? Anything come out, bruv? Have you looked? No?
No insight, sorry. Not so. Other than what I've got to insight to generate for you, which is nothing. So, I mean, look, I fully expect a full-strength team. We said earlier about, is it Johnson, is it Pino? I don't know, flip a coin, right? But I expect Johnson because Pino's made much more of a difference coming off the bench.
You say that, bruv, but if I was over Glasner, right, and I was thinking about my strongest team, I would start Ismail Assar and Jeremy Pino. because Pino is running down the wing, he makes the Palace sing, and we're all going to Leipzig. So, no, but seriously though, I get what you're saying. He has been more effective off the bench, but I think...
Okay, easy question. Has he done enough from the bench to deserve a start?
Absolutely.
In the last few games?
Absolutely, I think so.
So come off the bench last week?
I think
I
think he provided more than Brendan Johnson.
I don't know. So obviously Brendan Johnson should have scored in the last game, shouldn't he? He should have scored the header, but he didn't. He had a couple of attacking runs where I think I convinced myself into the. I don't disagree with you that he should start. You know, I think he will start Johnson based on the fact that he started the last three. Is it three? Yeah, I mean at least two. So look, I hope Pino starts because I think that's our strongest team, and I think he deserves a start based on the fact that his substitute appearance has been impactful enough, but don't know.
And the rest of the team pretty much speaks itself, doesn't it, to be honest.
I mean, my worry to you earlier, wasn't it, was Tyreek Mitchell going to be fit or not?
I hope so.
Which I believe he is, because he did the pretty much warm-up. It's some stewards walking past in their pink business support. They're Palace fans. They're Palace?
Fan support.
Here you go.
At the Palace.
They're not really paying much attention.
No, yeah, they are. Hello. Give us a wave. All right, mate. Let's go on over. Go on have a good time. All right.
Are you Palace?
Yes.
Oh, is that Palace?
Yeah, yeah.
Palace, oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Are you in, only in the away end or in the bits around as well?
Outside and then in the away end.
Because we're in like the home bit, but near the away bit.
Nah, people
are... All right. Well, see you later then.
We're only there to support. We're not actually there to do anything.
Oh, nice.
Oh, right, okay. What, so you're employed by the club, are you? And you're
Yeah, we all work for the club.
All right, brilliant.
Yeah. Wow. Nice fingers one. Crossed for a decent result today.
So.
2-1 Palace, I got. 2-1 Palace. Predictions?
1-1, but then Palace win next week.
Hopefully.
No, it's for the man on the inside, the man on the know.
Recording the podcast, you're on
now. You're on the podcast now. There you go.
There you go.
Cheers, mate. Thank
Cheers,
you very much.
Cheers, there you go, you've heard it first.
That's the man in the pink vest says 1-1.
I don't know how much it picked up, but yeah, Palace have sent their stewards over, which is really nice. It's good to hear.
Look,
bruv, I'm excited, man. I want to get in. We've got an hour and 50 to kick off.
The excitement is building. I need a wee.
Let's try and record a bit more later on, but we wanted to record this to catch the moment. A bit like the sort of the cup final, cup semi-final, we sort of recorded the concourse, a sort of capturing the moment. So, yeah, look, hopefully a good start from the Palace, hopefully a positive first half, and hopefully we're not sitting here half time saying could have, would have, should have.
Definitely.
As always, up the Palace. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Six Pointer podcast. This is about 2 hours after the game, reaction to the action. It's 12:30. We're back in the hotel in Poland. I was going to say Leipzig then, but we're in Krakow, Krakow. 3-1. We are celebrating. We've been to the square and had a beer. Luke's got a cup of tea. I'm nearly nodded off here. So this is going to be a short bit, but we had to capture this, mate, because what an evening. What an evening. So we podded in part two just before the game. We found that hotel, didn't we?
Yeah.
What it's called.
The Palace players were staying, I think, wasn't it? It was the AC hotel it was. But yeah, mate, I said to you when we were sitting in the square that we had to go to the square and have a beer. We were one of the first Palace fans to get there. Got very busy about 10 minutes after we arrived and managed to grab a beer. I said to you, bruv, like, look up, savour this moment. We're in Poland, having just watched Crystal Palace win in a semi-final, albeit it is half-time, you know, first leg and that, but this is very surreal. And now I'm here, having a cup of tea, trying to reflect and digest that Palace have just won 3-1 in a game which, you know, I said to you at the time, throughout the game, especially at half-time, I thought our first half performance was very poor.
And it may be that the game plan was just to soak up a lot of pressure, but I thought we made them look very good. We sat back, albeit we were clinical on the chances that we had. I was frustrated at that first half performance especially, but you know, the start that we had after what was 25 seconds or whatever it was, that 21 seconds, that first Ismail Assar goal, I couldn't quite, because we got into the ground what, an hour before kickoff, maybe that, just it was busting before an hour, over an hour before kickoff, didn't we? And we were in the corner, and I think we were a bit surprised at the number of sort of Ukrainian fans around us, and Shakhtar. Obviously, they try to make the home away from home a bit more
home.
Yeah, a bit more home, I guess, weren't they? By putting flags on the seats and things like that. And we just soon realised that we were surrounded by Ukrainian people, and made the wise choice after, you know, I don't know, what, 5 minutes to move to a more Palace.
Dominated
area, yeah. But look, yeah. I mean, that goal after 25 seconds where it was, and then the 21 seconds, and then soaking up the pressure for the whole of the first half, I thought we just sat back a bit. But yeah, your thoughts on that first half performance? I thought it was pretty poor.
I guess overall we've managed to tie so far, haven't we? I think we managed the game. I think, you know, Shakhtar was going to come out as the inverted commas home team. And I think that there was an element for Palace of managing that situation. And obviously, I'm sure in the game plan, there was never an expectation to score after 21 minutes.
Seconds.
I'm so tired. 21 seconds. 21 seconds. But I think at the end of the day, we did. And then it was, they were kind of all at us, weren't they? And yeah. Second half in Palace was much more aggressive on the front foot, I think.
Albeit we conceded in the first 5-6 minutes of this.
We did, but still, I think we, you know, like, we hit the post. Obviously, there was a save, the double save from the keeper, from Sire Mateta.
Fantastic double save, especially the second save, fantastic.
Yeah, Kamada's goal. There was obviously the third goal as well from Strand Larsen, which, you know, I know you're very excited about the finish. It was a lovely finish.
I just thought the composure from that, right? Because he obviously got put through on goal by Cams, right? And then he ran 20 yards. He was able to have the composure to sit up, stand the ball up, cut it back across himself, and then sort of slot it. It was a great finish, as well as the composure beforehand. I think that shows the quality of the sign that Palace made there, the fact that he had that in such a clutch moment to be able to do that. I think that was real class. I was a big fan of that. I thought that was an exceptional play.
It's the goal that Mateta never used to score, because he has scored, because he scored the goal away Ipswich and the Arsenal one and those kind of ones. But like, it's the goal that Mateta typically wouldn't have scored back in the day.
It was a bit more of a cultured finish, I think, I've ever seen Mateta score, that, I think. And the fact that he took his time in it and that finish. I mean, not taking anything away from Mateta, obviously, because he did what he did. For what, 60 minutes, whatever it was, yeah. But Strand Larsen came on and needed to have an impact, and certainly did so. And hopefully that gives him the confidence going into the rest of the season.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was a strange game, like you said. You reflected in the stadium, you said to me that it felt a bit strange. It was a bit strange being in amongst all those orange flags. And when we got there initially as well, so obviously, as we said, we had three tickets to potentially utilise. And I think that we went with plan A, and plan A paid off. For all Palace fans who went, for the stress and strain that was put on us over passport checks, flipping heck.
Just literally walked in.
Just walked in.
It was ridiculous.
Got frisked as pretty much less than you would at Palace. And that was it. So for all of that worry and concern that we had about, will we get in, will we won't. Yeah, it was a joke, really. But there you go. Maybe the threat of it put people off, maybe, from being silly, but I don't know. Right. But anyway, so we got into the ground, and you know, we got, everyone said it was a non-alcoholic beer. We got a beer, and you had a sausage, and you had about 7,000 gherkins.
Loved it.
And a pretzel. I don't know how you ate, mate, after that dinner we had. But yeah, we had a good time, didn't we? We sort of enjoyed the atmosphere, and you know, we met a bloke called John at the back of the stand, and then he came and joined us in that more Palace cohesive unit, which was good, because it was like an away end, really, wasn't it? It was good.
Interesting, like I said to you as well, that the Palace players came over to that bit first before they did the away fans, which was interesting, because obviously showed that they recognised that there were a contingent there.
Well, I reckon when you see it on telly, it will basically look kind of weighted, bar a few like Shakhtar fans or flags, but also the noise that end was making, I'm sure was notable. But yeah, man, it was good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It's been a really good trip. Obviously, a 3-1 result always helps, but I enjoyed the whole experience. I think, like you say, when we got there, it was a bit tetchy at start about what are we within. And we spoke to the stewards and said, can we go to the Palace? And they're like, nope. So, but yeah, I thought, oh no, it's been good. It's been good, mate. I think tomorrow we can reflect properly on the game.
Do you think the result flattered Palace?
No, I think we were clinical. I think we were probably what we are not normally, in that we don't normally take those three chances. And I think that was the difference. I mean, yes, okay, Shakhtar had more of the ball, but you'd expect that from both a Palace game management perspective, but also Palace as the away team. It will be interesting how Palace set themselves out next week, because it's basically don't lose 3-0, which should be a very, very insurmountable task for Shakhtar. But like we all know, if they get an early goal, it makes it a very interesting and difficult evening for Palace. So it's game management again, isn't it, really?
Well, let's hope they can do what they did against Fiorentina, isn't it? And sort of like, despite Fiorentina getting back into it, Palace were pretty much in control for the majority of that game as well. And that's what they've got to do again on Thursday in SC25.
Game management, mate. Right, so look, we're both absolutely shattered. It's now 12:45 in the morning. We need to go to bed. Maybe we'll pod part four tomorrow, reflect on things, maybe get some breakfast. Or maybe the flight, and then we've got a trip to Leipzig to plan as well. So
it's not getting too ahead of ourselves, but I'm still cautious of sort of doing too much planning. Yet.
Right, I'm telling you now. Right, I'm telling you now. Like I said to you, in the semi final and the cup final, it's happening. It's happening. So I'm convinced we're going to Leipzig, but I understand and hear your caution. But anyway, that's for tomorrow.
Ask Gary Pina, because he thinks we're going to Leipzig.
He thinks we're going. Yeah. So look, to our listeners, have a good sleep. Good night, and up the Palace, and we're back for part four.
Up.
Hello, welcome to part four of the Six Pointer podcast. We decided this is going to be the closing part of the pod. We are currently on a plane to Amsterdam. Why are we doing this? Should have just got a plane home, shouldn't we, really? But yeah. Well, I'm paying to Amsterdam to change there to get a plane to London City, so it's a bit of an adventure, right?
Well, I tell you why we did this, because you weren't willing to pay the price for the direct flight, so hence we are on a tiny little plane. Was it 2x2 seats? It's actually quite nice. Looking forward to my snack, which is coming up. Already had a pretzel and a £17 wrap in the airport. So, yeah, mate, it's been I say it to you, in the cab on the way to the airport, one hell of a trip, bro. It's been wicked, man. Like, you know, we never expected to have anything like this. We've been sitting in the sun today. It's been nice and warm, hasn't it?
A coffee,
and we're planning our Leipzig trip, seeing how we can get there at a reasonable price. I guess maybe we will, we should reflect when this journey is done, if it's worth doing the changing. Maybe if it's easy, we can look at Amsterdam to Leipzig flights, London to Amsterdam, maybe that's something we look at. But
all part of the adventure, isn't it? It's been good, like you say, and nice to have some time this morning to relax. Definitely decided that I am way too old for drinking throughout a trip like this, because feeling it today, feeling very tired. But that's been good, and been good to look back and watch the goals again this morning, and onwards and upwards. I think we're trying not to get ahead of ourselves, right, in terms of booking the trip. But it does look very likely that, you know, it's going to happen. So
you tell me, bruv, that there's no way that Palace is going to lose 3-0 at home. So we need to put the flights right now.
Okay. Is there any way we can do it? Yes, of course there is. Is it typical Palace to do it? Yes, it would be. Do I think it will happen, though?
Just how much money are you willing to lose on the off chance that Palace do obviously get absolutely spanked by Shakhtar in the second leg on next Thursday? But but as you say, reflecting on the goals, and perhaps I was a little bit harsh in the post-match pod yesterday, part of it. I thought the performance wasn't great, but then again, albeit I've only watched the highlights back, the finishing was clinical. Some very well-taken goals. I mean, Saar's finish and Strand last was probably the pick of the bunch, but nice to see Daichi Kamada, who is not known for his goal scoring, to have a nice low driven shot. I think quite a deflection as it went in, but still it doesn't matter. But yeah, I think something that Palace just need to be aware of is that we are going to get bombarded with crosses like we were last night, next Thursday, and how we sort of stop the cross, stop the supply, because that's the main bit, isn't it? Just basically, if we can get to half time without conceding a goal next week, well, it's 1 foot in the final, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, going back to what you said about the performance yesterday, it just shows how you chat that rubbish mainly, but I think it's intimate of the fact you don't know what you're talking about. So
I blame the beer, but whatever.
But no, I think watching the goals back and some of the highlights do show that Palace were very clinical, and you know, we forgot we hit the post as well, didn't we?
I don't actually remember seeing it in the save, maybe because it was at the other end.
I think we thought it was a save.
Oh, okay.
I think we thought he saved it, but you're right, it was at the other end. But yeah, it's been good, man. Absolutely knackered.
Yeah.
Looking forward to getting home and getting to bed tonight.
Early night tonight, I think, yeah.
And yeah, like you say, planning the trip, hoping for a good result next week. It could be good. Early goal next week would be good, winning next Thursday, to kind of make sure you
guys are booking the flights to sell us, right?
Booking the flights to sell us, yeah. So yeah,
I think we'll get through before then, let's be honest.
I think so. But look, it's been also been great, the trip, because we've obviously, me and you have done it together, we said we would, but also, you know, I met some great people on the way. You know, the guy that was morning we met at the coffee place, who come away from
Dublin,
yeah,
on his own.
No
bag.
No change of clothes, nothing.
Same pants.
Dedication, right? Yeah, it's been really good, really good. Hope everyone's enjoyed our little recording of the trip, the away day adventure, and Six Pointer Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. As always,
up the pace.
The Six Pointer Podcast.